Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So by thee. I wish I was in some lonesome valley where womankind could not be found. A little birds do change their voices.
I can see you. Sorry about the mess. Normally I prefer to use a quieter method, but you already seemed to elude me once. So had to go with a more scattered approach. Now, don't move.
You killed him, you...
You better start running, Mouse.
We can't help running.
Keep climbing, lad. Never go up. Never go up. Never go up. Calm down.
I didn't see anything.
Is he in here?
Please.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Whereabouts is he? It's all right.
He went into the other room. He ran right past me.
Brilliant. Climbing into someone's apartment, eh, lad? Put another life taken on that list of yours. What reckless abandon you've brought. After just wasting one, too. No use in hiding, lad. Sneaky lad. Very sneaky. I must say, lad, I was quite impressed by that little stunt you pulled. Having a pin out of the train car and all. It's not like me to not see it coming. And you? Well, I didn't see you coming. That's why the, well, in your mind, loss of elegance today. Must seem like I'm making a mess of things here. But I see it as an escalation of order. A building of momentum, like the climax of a musical piece. I normally work in pianissimo. But sometimes, just sometimes, fortissimo is required. Just like a beautiful song. Sometimes, it's in the dynamics, the unheard melodies, and the changes you don't see coming that really make the piece come together. Can you hear it? The song we're making? I hear it in my head. Oh boy, do I hear music in my head. And what beautiful music it is. There's only two of us in this apartment, boyo. Do you really think you can hide? Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Oh, no, you don't. Keep running!
As fast as I can.
I got you in the shoulder. Well, don't the devil send cooks. There you go. There. Stay there. Oh. Aye, Carter, I'm just leaving. Just leaving.
The hell you are. Get out of here now.
No need for the iron. I'm coming. I'm peaceful. I'm just leaving my house.
Someone's shooting at the damn place and you've got blood on your shoes. You think I'm an idiot?
I cut myself shaving. Take her easy.
Get out here now.
All right.
This way.
All right.
Jones, is he healed?
Turn around. You got a piece?
I ain't got no piece. I'm telling you, I cut myself.
What, you nip an artery?
Near fatal.
Over here. Now.
Listen, you don't want to do this, boys.
Don't we?
He was behind the stairs inside. Go see what he was doing.
What's your name, officer?
Listen here, Mick. You best keep your mouth shut before I fill it with your broken teeth. Now turn around.
Let me go.
Are you fucking deaf?
You have a wife, kids, a family.
I'm not gonna ask you again.
They want you home tonight, lad. I promise you that. Listen to me.
Come on!
Shotgun. Stash behind the stairs.
Neighbors heard scattergun fire. I called it.
Don't! If you do,
I... We do what?
This Mick is telling me that if I arrest him, I won't be coming home tonight.
Who do you think you are?
The butcher.
The butcher? What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Jones.
You know, don't you?
Jones. Jones!
You've heard of me.
Are you fucking serious right now? This guy was hiding a shotgun. He was stashing it.
Come on, just let me think.
Think about what?
Thinking is a smart call, lad.
I've heard enough.
Come on! The butcher. Remember the barbershop on East 66th?
Come on. Was it? There are forces here you don't want to be messing with. Look, you two are good lads, doing your jobs, I get it. So let me do mine.
Look, I have no idea what's gotten into you, Jones. But I'm not going to just let this guy go. Keep your hands behind your back.
Con.
I'm warning you.
Just keep your gun on him, Jones. Jesus Christ. What do you think? Are you some kind of...
No!
Your friend had kids, I think. You should have listened to him. He knew me. You. Well. Our time may have been brief. I hope you learned many things. You'll notice I left you alive for now. That wasn't by mistake. Your friend, however. He had the bad luck of being my size. Many people don't realize the effort it takes. The commitment. The perseverance. That's the real ticket. People think the hunter is the hunter because he's a crack shot or the fastest or the smartest. Sure, they all play their parts, but the thing that really breaks the mold is the moving forward. You know? You know. The unrelenting pursuit. It's dedication. Devotion. A bond. Sounds a bit like falling in love, doesn't it? Maybe I suppose you could say I've fallen in love with each and every one of them. With each and every animal. But this one, I think he may be like me in a way. He seems to be driven. Always pushing forward to something. Not just running like so many prey do. Always looking over their shoulder. I admire him in that way. All right. Do look the part. Thanks for listening. Right. Where were we? You're bleeding, boy. Where did you head? You didn't leave the building. You went up. What did you do up here? Boy. Well, didn't you make a mess of things? Did you take the window? Police, open up, please. Open up. Afternoon, sir. How are you?
What is this about?
Did you hear anything in the hallway a few moments ago? I'm following a dangerous suspect.
Nothing. Officer...
Jones. Are you sure about that, sir? There's a lot of blood out here in the hallway. As if they were pacing.
Well, maybe they went out the window there at the end of the hallway.
It would seem like that, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Is your neighbor home? The one with the dogs?
No. He works during the day. Keeps those poor things in there alone.
Well, sorry for bothering you.
No problem, officer. Have a great day.
Actually, before you go, do you mind helping me with one thing?
Huh?
Could you come out here and help me for a moment? I'd like to check the roof. But I want to make sure I don't lock myself out.
I really cannot. I have the kettle on.
It'll only take a moment. Please.
Of course, Officer Jones.
Thank you.
I can hold the window open.
Yes, come here. Please. See there?
There's blood on the window.
Aye, quite a bit. This man is wily, clever. And while this window here looks like he may have climbed out, and there's even a bit of blood on the frame outside, look at the roof.
Where? I don't see it.
Yes, you do. What's it missing?
I suppose there isn't much blood.
There isn't any blood out there.
Well, maybe he climbed up there. There are pipes that head straight to the roof.
Maybe. Or maybe some kind soul saw a man in pain and offered to help.
I have no...
This man is dangerous. I'm only trying to help you. You understand?
I have nothing to...
Listen. He'll use any means necessary to get what he wants. He'll lie, manipulate, deceive. He's a killer, sir. He's a cold-blooded murderer. When you looked into his eye, tell me you didn't see something. Something shifty about him. Something nervous. I don't blame you. You did nothing wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. Okay? You did what you thought was right.
He's not. Well, I'm sure...
It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I need you. Look, I could have burst in there the moment I suspected. But he's clever. He's wily. He'll just slip out the back if he suspects I'm onto him. But he needs this moment. I know he does. So here's what we'll do. Can he see the front door?
No.
Look, we'll head back, both of us. You talk to me as if I'm still at the front door. Outside here, like. Apologize for not being more helpful. And shut the door. As if I'm on my way to the roof, alright?
Okay.
But I'll be in there with you. Then you lead me to where he's holed up. And I'll escort him out. Nice and easy. Let you get on with your day.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Don't you worry about that now. Well, thank you anyway.
Yes, I'm sorry I couldn't be of more help, but I'm sure that the roof will take you to his whereabouts. Have a great day.
Thanks for your help.
I just don't want any...
Stop! Wait!
I'm sorry.
Officer, I'll come quietly, peacefully. Just don't shoot.
I'm so sorry, young man.
It's all right, Mr. Privet. I'm sorry I put you in this situation. And I'm happy to go with the officer, so long as there is no bloodshed. None. Of course. None needed. This person is just helping an officer of the law.
Of course.
Thank you, Mr. Privet. Come along now.
I'm sorry.
Have a nice day, Mr. Privet. Walk down. That was quite the decision you made there.
I couldn't have another person's blood on my hands.
At the risk of your own life. Quite the decision-making skills.
I'm not like you. I'm not capable of this kind of carnage.
Is that so? Keep walking.
Yes, it's so. I'm not a tool to be used the way you are.
A tool?
You're just a hammer being swung by more powerful people.
Turn. Keep going. Down.
Yes, people who you don't know. Just monsters in their own right.
Oh, I hear you, lad. But I don't think tool is really the right word.
No, you're right. A dog is more apt. A dog whose owner sicks them on unsuspecting people.
Stop. Turn around. I am a dog, boyo. A snarling, hungry, wolf-like animal who cannot wait to get his teeth wet. Whatever you think you're doing, it ain't working. Now move to the basement.
The basement?
Don't need more neighbors calling the coppers. Gonna put you down nice and easy in the boiler room. Walk.
Fine, you're an animal. You like that, don't you? You lavish me. You've earned it.
Right.
Well, I know something you don't realize.
What's that?
I've heard of you before.
Is that so?
Yes.
And what have you heard?
Elijah Strong sends his regards. That's right. You know him, don't you? I know you more than you realize, boyo.
He sends his regards, does he?
That's right.
How's that work from beyond the grave, then?
He isn't.
Oh, yes, he is. You think I didn't know that?
I have heard of you, though.
And what of my run-in with Elijah Strong? Have you heard, then?
He told me himself. He and his partner, Teddy Kane, in finding the senator's daughter, they...
Aye, I remember.
You remember?
I remember. It was a fucking circus.
Tell me.
Walk.
I know you kept them alive. You let them both go.
Did I?
Yes. Yes, you tortured them, but...
I do like you, lad. Have I told you that? I like the way you carry yourself. You got a gun to your back, and I can tell you're squirming, but... Well, sometimes it's the best part to be straight with you. I like your angles.
What happened?
Didn't your boy Elijah tell you?
No, only that. Only about you. I only know his side of what happened, and nothing else. Come on. You said that we are the same, didn't you? You and I.
Friends now, are we?
I don't see it, no. But illuminate me.
Bottom step, boy. Door to your right. You're fucking right.
Yes. Look, it's over anyways. I'm about to die, aren't I? So what difference does it make? What does it matter?
Through the door. In those days, it was much more difficult to get me into a job. I had specific ways of wanting to be contacted. Not so much anymore. The show of it all waned on me. No more calling cards, neither. Down the stairs, lad. A man named Christian. Andrew Christian. Hired me to get a suitcase from a man, Michael Higgins. I track him down. Time it to be there for when his train rolls in. And retrieve said suitcase. It was attached to his hand, but... Well, not for long. Seemed like an easy grand. And then I get another job in the city. A bloke named William Carter hires me to kidnap the first man's daughter. He didn't know I had just done a job for him. Ah, and I don't have reason to tell him nothing, so... So I do the job. I hand her off. And I'm another grand richer. Now open the door. To the chair, lad. In the center of the room. There you are. Yeah, right there. Sit. Good boy. Don't move now. Then the strange part. The first man, the man with the missing daughter, Christian, hires me again. Not just to find his daughter, but to kill her. Imagine that.
What are you...
tying you to the chair, lad.
You're not going to...
Shh. You wanted the story. So in order to find the girl, I made your friends bleed. Quite a bit, if I do say so myself. I'm capable of quite the elaborate means of getting what I want out of someone.
I have nothing to tell you.
As far as I know. But you gave me a hankering for the old days, and you know what? Figured I may as well check. See if they want anything pulled out of you. Then I'll finish you. I always do.
But they left. Elijah survived. And
did he now?
Yes, you... Well... He eventually killed himself, but... Wait. No.
Oh.
No.
Now you're playing the game at my level, lad.
How?
How else? Accident? Suicide? Random acts of violence? Whatever works, lad.
You... What are you?
I'm the butcher, lad. Now don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Operator, get me Larson, 5518.
Larson residence.
The big man.
Who?
Your master. Evening.
Well, is it done?
I have your boy tied to a chair in a small dark room next to the boiler at an apartment complex near the house I tracked him to.
Is it secure?
The door to the basement deadbolts from the inside. There ain't no one coming down here.
Well...
I know the job was for him pushing up daisies, but since I have him, figure I'd give you a moment to decide whether or not you'd like me to chat with him. Maybe have me pull something out of him.
Interesting. I can't speak at the moment. Stay at this number. I'll call you back shortly.
Understood.
How is your master, dog?
That tickles me.
Does it? I suppose it doesn't take much to make a dog happy. So I'm getting to you then.
How's that?
Hit me when you don't have a clever retort. You stop me on the stairs and threaten me. I see you, roiling with anger just beneath. The faux lightness you pretend to bring to every interaction to hide the blind hatred.
Quite the perspective from you, lad.
Your owner gave you the green light, then? Ready to start pulling teeth?
No, not as such. But I don't think he'd mind. if I had a little fun nonetheless.
Oh, trying to disobey your master now. Something to prove me wrong. Dog.
I know you're trying to fit me into your version of what I must be, but it just ain't working. So you're off leash. I spared your pal Privet, lad. How does that fit into your narrative? Huh? Cat got your tongue. See, the truth is, lad, I don't fit into your picture because you don't understand me. You can say that you do. You can compare me to a dog because it suits the way your brain scrambles to make sense of my actions. But the plain truth of it is, you can't comprehend me.
You did let Privet live.
Aye.
Then why? Why did you kill Daniel?
Ah. I heard you call out for him. Who was he to you then?
He was... No, it doesn't matter.
Is that so? He left quite a message for you at the hotel. Shame, really. He led me straight to you.
Why?
You weren't playing fair, lad. Decoupling the train like that, making me look bad.
And so you killed him.
Memento mori, boyo. But if it helps, you'll be with him soon.
So you're going to...
have my fun.
With tools that...
Don't you fret about that. I've scrounged in worse places than this. You'd be surprised at what you can find in any basement.
I don't have anything to tell you.
For example... Ah. Any copper wire can be threaded neatly under a fingernail. It can be pushed right back to where the nail grows. And look at this. Someone left a hammer just sitting out. Hammer is truly the perfect tool. Toes, knees, fingers, even teeth.
But what do you hate, butcher? Yourself, your job, your lot in life?
Mondays.
We know what you love, what you crave.
We?
Me, we.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you, lad. What's wrong with your eyes?
What do you mean?
You're never quite looking at me. Always in a vague direction, but never at. It's like there's something off with you. What is...
Do you hate yourself, butcher? Did Daddy not love you? Did you?
No, he didn't. But you do that a lot too. Pausing at strange times. Changing the subject. Like you're deciding in your mind what to say next.
Some would call that a conscience.
Would they?
Don't you hear it? The voice in your head that tells you what's right and wrong.
Nah, lad. I told you already. I only hear music.
How?
I hear the strings first. The heart of the orchestra. The violins. The cello. Without the heart, there's no love. No beat.
And what song plays for you, Butcher?
It's always changing. But right now... it's Peggy Gordon.
Is that what you were singing?
Shh, 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 shh. Then the flutes are bringing in the melody. The playful, delicate eyes. You can see right into the soul. Oh, how they make me weep.
What are you... Just wait.
And when the harp comes in, oh. It's as if it makes the world come alive in music. Is its mother.
Wait.
And as the song swells and the music builds,
I can feel my heart race. Oh, blood pump. I am alive.
Hold on.
And then the piano.
I'm a pianist. I am.
You are?
I am, yes.
What kind of music?
Before all of this, I was a composer of music. Trying to be, at least. I wrote a few songs that ended up being published, even. Do you know Hokey Carmichael?
What's wrong with your finger, lad?
It's a long story.
You're like a good book I can't put down.
Look, I can play for you, if you'd like. I can play.
These fingers won't be good for much after I'm done.
No! Shouldn't you?
I suppose so.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Be right back. Yeah.
I'll be there within the hour. Address?
930 Park, in a basement. I'll let you in when you...
You'll leave the door unlocked. He's in a secure place, yes?
He's in a smaller room, yeah. I can lock it. You don't want me to wait for you?
You have work to do.
Is that so?
You have loose ends.
Come again?
Apparently you have trouble hearing as well. You left a witness.
Where is he?
Lennox Hill. He's only just arrived. I imagine they've taken him into surgery.
Understood.
Find out who brought him there as well. Someone must know something. Wipe the slate clean. Isn't that what you're supposed to be good at?
Aye.
Leave. Now.
Well, lad, looks like you were saved by the bell.
What?
Well, I've got good news and bad news. Your pal Danny Boy is over at Lennox holding on for dear life. Stings to say out loud.
Daniel?
Well, that's the good news. The bad news is, there's not going to be any time to celebrate.
Please.
Don't make it like a difference, lad. You're done as well.
Please.
Sit tight. And if you want my honest advice, rest up. Get a wink in. I know men like Larson. I don't expect it'll be a quick death.
No!
Well, it's been a pleasure, lad. Truly. The hunter is nothing without worthy prey.
No!
And you are worthy.
No!
Ta, lad.
Leave him alone! I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Don't touch him! No!
Once more, with feeling.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.